This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us online anytime you want. Get interactive and create the content right there on the front page of the website. You can put stuff on our site, and then other listeners can vote whether they like or dislike. So get interactive over at freetalklive.com. There's been a lot of discussion about the election, political process, the parties, and how Americans are frustrated. And I think we're still in the middle of the story that you have, Mark, about Americans overwhelmingly, like 80% or whatever, lots of Americans are frustrated with the two-party system. They believe that both parties are just corrupt beyond repair, that Washington, D.C. cannot be fixed.
That's what they're basically saying here. But the most exciting news from today's primary here in New Hampshire is that a pig got loose in Pelham, New Hampshire, and went down to the polling place.
Nice, and they tried to capture it, huh?
Yeah, well, the cops tried to capture it, and then it was biting the cops.
And there's video?
Yeah, there's video.
Have you shared it on our Facebook page yet?
I did. It's video of on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. You can go there. A 600-pound sow chasing
her.
Yeah, she's a big girl. There's no human being that is going to stop her. You stop that animal with love and respect. You don't stop it with anything but a bullet. Other than that.
Wow.
So
is it still on the loose, or did they get?
No,
it?
The farmer came, and it was really kind of funny. So she was chasing the cops around, trying to bite the cops. And then she,
pig bites pig.
What's that?
Pig bites pig.
Well, you can use whatever you want. So, but then the farmer shows up and she just kind of goes up there and nuzzles his hand. She's like, oh, daddy. You know, so, he's the one who brings he brings the food.
Are you guys talking about the results yet?
No, not yet. We're going to go to the results.
You know that Google's calling it already. Like, they're already calling who's won at 6% polling.
You can't call who's won at
6%. I'm sure that you can at 6% because the leads are huge.
The lead from Trump is huge at this point.
And the lead from Sanders is pretty huge, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, the chances that Trump and Sanders are going to win, and no one's really arguing that. The question is, by how much?
I don't think it's fair. I mean, it's not fair to call anything at 6%. I mean, it could be that, like for instance, the Keene area is a more lefty area of the state. Sanders is going to do better in Keene than he would in some of the more righty areas of the state, for instance.
When they call it, they're rarely wrong.
Yeah.
All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll get into that, but first, David's on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, Ian, Mark.
Hey.
You know, I heard you talk. Oh, by the way, your network news, at least GCN's network news, claimed that it's Trump and Bernie. So
yes.
they called it already. You know, I heard you talking about the GOP and their split. Mark's basically right. I mean, they've been split. In some ways, you could say it's an Ike and Mike, but I would actually put it a little more in an educated way. If you remember all the way back to Richard Nixon days, he had a political strategy that if for every political issue, always turn the issue to the right. Now, when you think about that, there's just walking off the cliff point. And so when you take a whole bunch of, whether you call them establishment Republicans or you just take the educated class, for people to own bridges, you know, we the people own the bridges, we own the sewer systems, we own the libraries and the schools and everything else, and for a fashion of politics to say that all government is bad and that we should never reinvest in our roads or bridges or libraries or schools or fresh water and that we should all let it collapse and let the free market take over, that's preposterous. And so there's this difference between whether or not we want to reinvest in our own property or whether we're going to privatize everything and then let you know, the buyer beware when it comes to drinking water. And that's exactly what's going on in Flint.
Well, it's not buyer beware, and remember,
it's the government that handles the water.
This is got that backwards.
Somehow or another, Flint, Michigan's drinking water gets blamed on libertarians when it's government drinking water, right?
No, it's blamed on because people are now getting $200,000 bills for their drinking water in Flint. I heard a report the other day. A woman opened up her bill and she's getting $1,000 for poisoned drinking water. And that's marketplace.
No,
that's,
sir, that is the government.
No, it's not. That's not marketplace. That's the most ridiculous statement.
Would you call Snyder a libertarian, or would you call him a Tea Party
Who's
type?
That?
The governor up there.
Isn't that a Republican?
Yeah,
Republicans are not.
I think you're very confused.
This is part of the problem with Rand Paul. Is he's gotten out there and confused people into thinking that Republicans are libertarians. They're not,
right.
And they're not at all. Whoever the hell this guy is in Michigan, he's no libertarian. There are no libertarian governors in the United States. The government, even if it were run by libertarians, is still not the marketplace. It's still a monopoly on violence. And when the government provides bad water to people, you don't get to blame that on the marketplace.
Right. You can only blame the water.
The marketplace poisoned it.
The government is in charge of sourcing and delivering the water.
No, you mean for General Motors to have started poisoning that river?
Hold on, that river is just fine. You go research the Flint River. It was an additive added to the water by the government that caused the pipes that were made of old iron pipes to leach out and then cause the problems.
No, they didn't put the additive in.
No,
but
it was the additive.
That's also going by the assumption.
The NPR disagrees with you. How's that?
Well, you're not even keeping up with the sciences because, first of all, General Motors, just a few months ago, was complaining to the manager of Flint. In other words, Governor Snyder came in, outlawed a whole bunch of mayors, and he outlawed the city government of Flint, and he put in a special executive manager. The special executive manager.
Hold on, before you go on, you got to tell the story like the right way it actually happened. Flint is a failed city like Detroit.
Right.
They bring in these emergency managers when cities go bankrupt. And that, as I understand it, is what happened in Flint.
The government picked up for the government, and then the government installed a government inspector who then added, changed the water source and then added an additive to make sure that everything was fine. And the government pipes that deliver the government water then, were poisoned and ugly.
Look,
and it's the libertarians and the free market's fault.
Look, and in addition to that, even if this, I don't know anything about the river and what you're saying
actually,
was clean, Mark, but
he is right about the additive, though. You do have that backwards. They didn't add an additive because they were afraid of bacteria. They were afraid that the bacteria would feed on the additive, and so they didn't add anti-corrosive measures to the water.
But wait.
No, it was the...
Even if the river is polluted by GM, you've got to remember, the river is not private property. The river is government property,
right.
And it's frequently the case that government will allow their corporate buddies to pollute government property. And so even if the river was polluted, you still have the government making the decision to use a polluted river as a water source. David,
well,
thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
that's
it.
Crony.
Well, okay,
yes.
But it's the government. Thanks
the only
the
way
call.
You get cronyism is when the government can hand out its favors.
Right. If you've got a marketplace, then private property is owned by the by actors in the market, and then there will be mistakes in the marketplace. Companies will screw things up. There's no doubt about that. But ultimately, you're never forced to pay for the mistakes of a company. When Walmart botches up some new whatever it is, product or service or delivery or whatever, you don't have to pay for it. You can shop somewhere else. But with the government, if you don't like it, too bad. You have to keep paying for it. And he asked the question of how the government went bankrupt. I don't know if you heard him say that, but David for a moment there did say, when I said that Flint had gone bankrupt, how does that happen? Well, it's a government. Governments spend more in a lot of cases than they bring in. And what you saw happen, at least with Detroit, I'm more familiar with Detroit, so I can tell you, what happened there, and I suspect Flint was very similar. But, with Detroit, there was this boom, this economic boom. Then there was the bust, you know, the bubble burst when it came to the real estate bubble. All these properties went down in value dramatically. The government was used to spending the money that they were getting in during the heyday, and then all of a sudden they couldn't collect the same amount. But the government doesn't want to cut back its government services. It doesn't want to cut back on the employees that it has. And, you know, you get if you're bringing in less than you're spending, that's a problem. It's Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide, 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last, 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. free here to join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We had a gentleman on the line here a moment ago bringing up the issue of the Flint water disaster, and we're going to get, get in further into that here because, Mark, you've been doing some digging, and I actually happen to have a related story as well. So we can come back and talk more about the government here if you want, but in this case, or like the national government, in this case, this is a local tragedy, people being poisoned by their own government. And our caller, David, was blaming it on the marketplace. He was blaming...
This happens a lot. I mean, I've had been called... My name has been tagged in so many of these Flint, Michigan water things. It's like, how do you explain this? The libertarians explain this. Government water sucks.
And I had said that Mark was right over... Or that the caller was right over Mark, and it turns out that that's not true. Mark was right, and... The caller was right.
All right. What was the clarification that needed to be made about this?
Well, so first off,
it's all about bacteria, essentially.
Yeah. There was an additive that was added that caused the corrosion. So there is
chlorine.
It's a chlorine byproduct.
Was this after they went to the new water source? Went to this new water source.
They go to the Flint River, which, for all intents and purposes, appears to be a pretty good place to get water.
Okay.
But... they had to do some additives. And so listen to this. On August the 21st, 2014, tests showed the city's water tested high for THMs. That's a chlorine byproduct linked to cancer and other diseases with long-term exposure and formed as a byproduct of disinfecting water. The THM testing on November 20th, a few months later, showed only one location out of eight with unsafe levels. Based on the August test, the city was placed in violation notice by the DEQ and mailed on January the 2nd, 2015, the requisite notice to the city residents. Additional chlorine was added to eliminate the bacteria detected in August and September, which was likely the cause for the spike in THMs. So that was the adding here. So
they added into something to control bacteria that created something that was also bad.
Right. So In January 2015, a local meeting was held where citizens complained about the bad water. Residents complained about the taste, the smell, the appearance of the water for 18 months before a Flint physician found highly elevated blood levels in children, blood lead levels of children in Flint, Michigan, while the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality insisted the water was safe to drink.
Stuff. Basically, the high chlorine levels were causing the lead pipes to corrode into the water.
That's right.
So the lead was leaching into people's bodies. And lead is a neurotoxin. I mean, it just makes you stupid. And
that's why they don't want kids to eat paint chips with lead.
Doesn't exist. I mean,
it still exists.
It's pre-1978.
Some walls still have lead paint on them.
Yeah, for sure. Right. And there's like asbestos tiles still in houses and other things. It's just, there's some horrible things still lurking.
Asbestos tiles
in
this house.
Old construction. So they were afraid, though, that, the chlorination kills the bacteria, but then this corrosion started because of the chlorination. Mm. So then they were thinking they might add an anti-corrosive agent to the water to prevent the pipes from leaching more lead. But then they were afraid because the anti-corrosive agent can spawn more bacterial growth, which would undo the chlorination that they did. So they didn't add an anti-corrosive agent to the water. So, I mean, it's on both sides. Not only did they add something that caused the problem, but they also didn't add something that caused the problem.
Oh, and the thing here, so people want to blame this on libertarians, and that's just dumb. Okay, so I say there should be a free market in water, and I'm not entirely sure how the free market in water would look. But while we have government water and the government messes up in delivering you government water, you can't blame me and you can't blame the free market.
Yeah.
What you can say here is that in order to fix problems, you got to try new things. And in this case, and sometimes new things are going to fail. In this case, the new things failed. So, I mean, I think this could have happened if it was a free market system, if it was a government system, if the Democrats were in control, if the Republicans were in control. I don't think that this is just an issue where they tried something new and they failed trying something new.
But the difference being, I think the difference between the marketplace and the failure of the state is that in the market, there's a greater incentive to get it right, even though sometimes companies fail and they get things wrong. the incentive to get it right is that there are competitors in the marketplace who will take your market share if you fail. So you're more likely to want to test the water more often and, you know, be more responsive to customer complaints, because government doesn't have to be responsive to customer complaints. When government gets a complaint, it's like, oh, what are you going to do? We're the government. You know, you got to use our services.
There's always going to be mistakes, and this was a mistake. And I mean, you
see,
didn't
it go on for a
long
time and they tried to cover it up? I believe they did, right?
No, there were different problems all along. Mm-hmm. So looking back, it looks like this was stupid.
They didn't try to cover it up.
You took the worst, dirtiest river in America and pumped it out through pipes.
You're saying they didn't try to cover this up?
To poor people.
They didn't try to cover this up?
Well,
they didn't point fingers at one another.
Did Toyota try to cover up its foible from a couple of years ago? Big organizations, any organization, covers up its mistakes. This is all I'm saying, Ian. All I'm saying is that this was some people trying something new, and it failed. I don't think that, you can say.
Trying to tell me the government has the same incentive to keep their S straight as the marketplace?
No, they don't. In this circumstance, this failure is as catastrophic to the people who made the failure as any failure that any company could have made. This is terrible, and it's coming out mostly against the Republicans. So, yes, the Republicans do have an incentive not to have something this catastrophic occur. I imagine that they don't have that happen very often, but they don't make a lot of changes.
There's Democrats on the Flint City Council, so this is a government problem, not a Republican-Democrat
problem. Decision-making was taken away from the Democrats in this circumstance. The Democrats have a pretty good position to sort of wash their hands and say, look how dumb those Republicans are. Mm. Now, you can point, there's plenty of things. All you have to do is point at Flint, Michigan and say, look how dumb the Democrats are, right? But when it comes to the water specifically, the Republicans kind of have to wear this one.
Well, this is a government problem to me.
Yeah, agreed.
I think it's a distraction to make it a Republican versus Democrat issue, because
that's how that works, though. That's what they do.
That's not. But, you know, the idea that the Democrats wouldn't have botched this one up had they been in charge, I'm sorry, I don't believe that one either. The incentives are the same, whichever the political party is. And the fact is, the government doesn't have the same incentives. I'm agreeing with you, Mark, that the marketplace can screw things up. But ultimately, the marketplace has better checks inside it because of competition than the government does. The government doesn't have that.
Well, I mean, in this case, in the case where this happened in Flint, the case where it happened in D.C., the EPA knew about it for years and advance. So to say that this isn't government caused is utterly ridiculous, because the EPA was like, yeah, the lead levels are going up in all the children to really dangerous amounts, and it's from the water supply, and don't tell anybody.
Hold on, the EPA knew about this for how many years?
Like three.
How, it wasn't going on for three
in
years.
In D.C.
Okay.
In the D.C. thing. I don't know about
Is there a D.C. water nightmare, too?
I don't know anything about
sure
the D.C.
Sure is.
Well, you can share your thoughts here. Maybe you're in Michigan. You've been paying close attention to the story. You've got the chance to dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Headline of the Washington Post, hope and clean water remains elusive for the people of Flint. Because the water is only one of the problems in Flint, Michigan. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here to join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We hadn't planned on talking about Flint and their water disaster, but that's where we are now because that's what you can do here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want on our toll-free lines. Also, Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. And then join us in real life at the Liberty Forum coming up in less than 2 weeks. It's going to be here before you know it. It's happening in Manchester at the Radisson Hotel in New Hampshire. It's a beautiful hotel. It's very, very nice. Great place for a convention. In fact, the largest convention space in all of New Hampshire, as far as I know. And you can join us from February 18th through the 21st. So, again, starting in just about 2 weeks, actually less than that, like a week and a half at this point. NHLibertyForum.com. You can go and get registered for the event there. It's very affordable. It's, I think, $125 for a basic ticket, which gets you in for the entire weekend. And this is an extended weekend. It's February 18th. That's a Thursday through Sunday the 21st. So come on up as early as you can for this, because on Thursday it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a group traveling up to the State House for a tour. And on this tour, you will meet some state representatives who are liberty-oriented, and you will learn all of the ins and outs of what it's like to get active within the political system here in New Hampshire.
I can't remember where the article's from, but I just saw one today, and it said New Hampshire, where anybody can get elected
That's
as a state rep.
Yeah, it can happen here, and in fact, many Free Staters have been elected. And this is basically your chance to come up and check out the Free State Project, one of your chances, because there's always the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the summer and Keenvention in the fall. But this is a great excuse to come up right here in the wintertime, and it's an excellent hotel convention. We've been every single year. We were there the very first Liberty Forum broadcasting live, and Free Talk Live will again be broadcasting live every single night from the Liberty Forum. So we'll look forward to seeing you, and you'll get to see Edward Snowden speaking the keynote speech at Liberty Forum. So that's very exciting. A lot of other great speakers as well, including Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road Underground Drug Marketplace. She'll be there again this year speaking as well. So very exciting times. And of course, it'll be in celebration. The whole event is going to be in celebration of the Free State Project completing its goal of 20,000 liberty-loving people. People like you and I who care about freedom, who've signed up for the Free State Project and who are now planning to make their move. They've got 5 years to do it. And this is the first Liberty Forum since the completion of the Free State Project. So I believe the atmosphere will be very, very jovial and lots of fun. I'll look forward to seeing you there. NHLibertyForum.com, February 18th through the 21st.
I've come to a great point here in an article about how exactly the government is responsible.
Is this the one at Huffington Post?
It is, yep.
Tell me about it.
I've been, like, trying to skim and read
through. It's a huge article.
It is.
Well, it's a really complicated issue, and that's why, you know, just trying to lay it out that, you know, this group of people or that group of people are responsible, it's just not that easy.
I found a good point where I'm satisfied, and it's like three-quarters of the way through the article, so I'd like to just start reading from here.
Do it.
And see. The city and state governments resisted tackling Flint's problem last year, even in the face of several bright red flags. In June, more than a year after the city had begun using the Flint River as its water source, an EPA official named Miguel de Toral wrote up the preliminary results of his investigation into reports of high lead levels. The memo lamented the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality's failure to make sure that the river was treated so that it wouldn't corrode the city's pipes, many of which contained lead. De Terrell explained that federal rules require systems of Flint size to control for corrosion. A major concern from a public health standpoint is the absence of corrosion control treatment in the city of Flint for mitigating lead and copper levels in the drinking water, De Terrell wrote. Recent drinking water sample results indicate the presence of high lead results in the drinking water, which is to be expected in a public water system that is not providing corrosion control treatment. The lack of any mitigating treatment for lead is a serious concern for residents that live in homes with lead service lines or partial lead service lines, which are common throughout the city of Flint.
They're common in a lot of cities.
Yep. That memo wasn't supposed to be released, but Kurt Guyette, a reporter for the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan, obtained a copy from Leanne Walters, a Flint resident who had been given a copy by De Terrell after he took water samples from her house.
So the federal EPA agent sent the state, basically, and Flint this memo saying, hey, you guys, you know, you're botching this up. But they weren't – originally they were not going to release it.
Oh, so yeah. They were trying to keep it a secret.
It was leaked out. Again, this is the cover-up I was talking about.
Yep. So she'd contacted the EPA because she was worried about her water and her kids. City and state officials downplayed De Terrell's report, and the EPA said that it was only a draft and that it wasn't supposed to be released.
Hmm.
Brad Werfel, a spokesman for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, told a local reporter in July that anyone who is concerned about lead in the drinking water in Flint can relax. In August, government officials met with Flint residents, including Walters, and told them that De Terrell had been handled and that his report wouldn't be finalized. Edwards, the Virginia Tech professor who had been watching the Flint water situation since Walters had sought him out for additional tests on her water, which Edwards' analysis revealed to have toxic waste levels of lead, when he heard about the meeting and the dismissive tone that officials took with Walters, he got mad. I was shaking with anger because to brag, smirk, and laugh at a mother with lead-poisoned kids, what kind of people do that? Edwards said.
People with no responsibility for their actions.
Yep. He says, frankly, they're just evil, horrible people. His experience battling various levels of government over Washington's water crisis had left him so jaded that he almost sounds like a conspiracy theorist. In D.C.
Well, it is a conspiracy. Yeah. That's the thing about these is that, you know, once there's a problem, and there's always I mean, that's what happens when you have a big organization like this. It's problem management.
Right.
Well, this is a really big problem, and what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to tell everybody, hey, it looks like it's a disaster. Well, you're not exactly sure yet, and that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. So this guy Edwards goes on to say, he says, in D.C., I learned that you can't trust your kids with a government agency. After Michigan state officials downplayed Dutorell's report, Edwards assembled a team of his Virginia Tech colleagues and students to independently test Flint's water, marshaling the help of activists and volunteers there to collect samples. When state officials said that they doubted his preliminary results, which showed high lead levels, Edwards...
Oh, they're in trouble. Yeah. You've got the state sort of... They have the presumed monopoly over testing water, but now they've got an independent in there who's doing his own tests on the water, and he's like a college professor, so it's going to be hard for them to say, well, this guy, this expert, doesn't really know what he's talking about. We're the state. You should only listen to us.
Well, and so what he did is he said, Freedom of Information Act, give me your data. So he filed a Freedom of Information or FOIA request for Michigan's own data and official correspondence related to the government's response. Edwards' team also created a website, flintwaterstudy.org, where they publicly posted everything they found, a strategy inspired by D.C. water safety activist Yana Lambrinidou, who had run a similar website in Washington. Once we saw the lead in the water was high, we started directly working with the ACLU and the activist groups in Flint, which is kind of something you don't do because people will say you're an activist, Edwards said. But what I learned in D.C. is that science alone is powerless, absolutely powerless to these agencies. Facts mean nothing to these people. Scientific truth means nothing to them. The emails uncovered through Edwards' record requests revealed bumbling by the state government, but also the degree to which the EPA helped the state and local leaders try to allay public concerns. Susan Hedman, the...
Sounds like quite the conspiracy.
So a conspiracy on both the city, the
and
state, and the federal level.
Yeah. Susan Hedman, the administrator of the regional EPA office, told then-Mayor Dane Walling in a July email that Delta Ray's preliminary draft report should not have been released outside the agency, something that Hedman reiterated in several other messages. During his unsuccessful re-election campaign, Walling told voters that Delta Ray's report didn't reflect the opinion of the entire agency. Hedman just buried the thing, Edwards said.
Well, if it doesn't... I mean, that's the problem, is that you send your guy out there, and he says that everything's fine, and then you're later saying, well, that was not everybody's opinion in the agency. Well,
the guy didn't say everything's fine. He said this is crazy messed up. That's what his report said. And that's what they were trying to brush under the rug. The toll-free number here, if you got more highlights, Johnson, we can share those. And the toll-free number allows you to join us as well at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Average weight loss in a study was 8.3 pounds of 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, another thing about the difference between being a government agency versus a private company and the level of responsibility that one has. We were talking about, you know, could this have happened in the market, the screw-up of the Flint size, you know, that issue of the water supply there. Could that have happened? Yes, companies can make mistakes, but their incentives to be better performing are much higher than governments. One of the things that is a disincentive to government performance is the fact that many government employees cannot be held responsible legally for their actions. So when a government manager botches up a water supply and poisons people, you know, through their either their inaction or their action or whatever, they probably will be found that they have qualified immunity from any kind of consequences for their actions. And the worst case scenario for them is that they have to resign and hang their head in shame, that they're not actually held to any kind of account for what they've done. Yeah, and another example of this sort of crossover, the cronyism that was being talked about by our caller before, look at the BP oil spill. BP, that was a, you know, definitely a screw-up of mega proportions by a private company. But they weren't required to foot the bill for it. It was the taxpayer. It was, I believe the cap was $75 million. So as far as the cleanup was concerned, right, the Gulf of Mexico, there was a $75 million cap, which is nothing. I mean, if you think about $75 million as far as BP, you know, they got that in their back pocket.
Right.
But once they hit that $75 million cap, that's when the federal government, I believe, was the one that then took care of the rest of the cost. So it was the taxpayers who are on the hook because of that. So again, there's the government giving an easy out for this private company that otherwise would have been able to be held liable had they polluted, let's say, private property. if they'd polluted a private ocean or something like that, or ocean that had, you know, private owners, I don't know how you do that, but right. The marketplace could come up with a way to do that. But nonetheless, you know, these are examples of government-created tragedies.
It wouldn't be too difficult for, you know, different fishing agencies or, you know, whatever, organizations to
sort
of
homestead
the ocean and that sort of thing.
Here's a little more from the story that you had, Johnson, from Huffington Post about how it is that the federal government and the state government and the local government basically all kind of work together to cover this up. In the story here, in late September, Dr. Hannah Atisha released her findings documenting a spike in blood lead levels among Flint's kids that corresponded with the city's water switch. The county government issued a lead advisory, and in October, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality admitted that it had failed to follow the federal rules for corrosion control. Soon after, Flint switched back to Detroit's water system, though it's unclear how soon the lead levels will fall. Huffington Post asked one of the EPA bureaucrats why it took outside pressure to force a change, and she said, quote, "An informed public that calls on government to take action is an important force for protection of the environment and public health." But another one of the activists put it more strongly, "The poisoning of an entire population was entirely preventable." At the end of the year, the Department of Environmental Water Quality Director and a few others resigned. Governor Snyder at the time said, "I want the Flint community to know how very sorry I am that this has happened." Of course, you know, he wasn't the one who made the ultimate decisions.
Right.
But nonetheless, he gets to be sorry for
his head that has to go on the platter.
Several Flint residents have sued over the harm to their health. But if what happened to Washington residents is any guide, they won't get swift justice. Several D.C. parents went to court asking for compensation for injuries to their children allegedly caused by lead poisoning. The courts wouldn't let a class action case proceed, and now just a handful of families expect to go to trial this year. One of the plaintiffs, a father of two boys, alleges that the D.C. Water and Sewer Authority knew of the high lead levels in 2001. So this was 2001 when they supposedly knew about it, and here we are in 2016, and it's just now going to trial.
Justice's terrible swift sword.
In 2007, worried about his son's behavioral and learning difficulties, apparently D.C. did nothing to warn people, Parkus then took them to a doctor for neurophysical evaluation, which identified learning and attention problems. The cost of medication and therapy for the boys eventually totaled as much as $75,000, said the suit, and the boys also face, quote, diminished earning capacity because of the intellectual impairments that they have suffered, unquote. Washington has kept its lead levels below the EPA's required action level since 2005, and apparently they are now historically low, despite scientific evidence that at a minimum hundreds of children suffered the elevated blood lead levels in the early 2000s. D.C. Water Chief George Hawkins told Huffington Post that it is not clear to him that anyone has been harmed by the once toxic water. So here you are with a bureaucrat saying,
yeah. What? Cigarettes don't cause cancer?
Yeah. This man, George Hawkins, the D.C. water chief, said, quote, "In most of the lead cases we worried about in the city, you almost always track it down to lead paint or something of a much greater concentration. I think the jury is still out."
Of course they do.
And you have to wonder,
because they're at fault.
The paint is just sloughing off the houses for no particular reason.
Well, he can't admit, right? Like, he can't admit, yes, you know, it was our fault, because that could put them up to some level of liability. And further, what you might end up seeing with these court cases is that they might get kicked out for lack of standing or lack, you know, failure to state a claim on which relief can be granted.
Don't you agree that sort of that the local municipal delivery of water is one of the most difficult things for libertarians to sort of address?
It's hard.
The free market delivery of water and what that would look like. Would every house have to have its own cistern? Would a truck, have to use fossil fuels in order to deliver water to your house and pump it up to the thing on top of your roof so that you can then get the water? Does everybody basically have their own water tower?
I don't know.
Are there local, you know, like small level, community level wells that are drilled, and everybody gets their water from that. I mean, it's really difficult to know exactly what this would look like.
Has there been much, you know, intellectual thought put into that? I mean, I know there have been books written about, like, privatizing or marketizing the roads.
Everything but this. I don't know the answer is. I'm sure one of our listeners will send me a link later on this evening of somebody who's probably put some thought into this more so than I have. But I would like to say that if you think about America's rural population, the water at my house is delivered by the free market. I mean,
I've got a well.
Yeah, I've got a well. We've dug, actually, I've got three of them. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of dug wells, and we have one artesian well, which means that they drilled down to the aquifer. But there, you're always, every once in a while, you'll hear some scientist saying, you know, we got a problem with the amount of water in the aquifer. People are depleting it and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at some point, if enough people are on the aquifer, then that water's gone too.
Right. What do you do about that?
So many times when you're dealing with municipalities, they're getting their water from a source, like a lake mm-hmm. or a river, and they're treating it and then giving river water to the populace.
It's going to be a non-issue. The whole water thing in a few years is going to be a complete non-issue because they've recently developed a nanomaterial with new nanoparticle sciences. They've developed a nanomaterial that is a filter that can desalinate water.
Oh.
So this is like something that's brand new.
Okay.
You just pour ocean water into it. It removes everything, and now you've got pure drinking water.
Hmm.
That simple. No more osmosis. No more, you know.
Well, you still got to move the water from the ocean to
wherever.
That's
pretty easy. You know, comparatively, that's pretty simple.
Hmm.
And if it's a filter like this, that could be as simple as putting this filter in the top of a bottle, going down and scooping it out of the ocean, and there you go.
So I think one of the big objections, and it's a legitimate one, is, okay, you guys, you want to have the market take over the water. Well, what happens when, you know, some private company is now running the government's water system and they jack the rates up?
Well, if you're basically, you know, when it comes to pipes, when you're dealing with, any organization that's going to deliver water in the way that we're used to through pipes,
yep.
you're dealing with a monopoly, right? Because you don't even own the pipes that go beyond your yard.
Right.
You're dealing with a monopoly now.
And
the city is a monopoly.
Right, and it would be cost prohibitive for another company. Likely, it would be cost prohibitive for another company to come in and lay a second set of pipes all throughout an entire city to provide a competing water service.
Yeah, that's really redundant.
Yeah, the amount of money you'd have to outlay to dig up all the, you know, dig up every road in the city and then lay new pipes in there. Just no one's going to do that, right?
Not likely.
So how do you address that particular objection? The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mike listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey,
go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so I just wanted to comment about the privatized water. There's actually devices that will pull moisture out of the air and then produce water. Just by running essentially a compressor and
dehumidifiers.
The way that it works, it's like a dehumidifier, yeah. And except, you know, very, very task specific. But
but how much water can you really pull out of the air? I mean, is
especially
it
several
in
gallons
in Tempe? It's going to be a whole different story. Then
hold that thought, Mike. I want to hear more about what you have to say in moments. I'm not saying it's a terrible idea. I've seen these things; they're fairly expensive. That doesn't mean the cost wouldn't come down with competition, though. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.